Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
Wake up!
Wake up!
The Wake Up Call. Kevin, Katie, and Rabe.
So yesterday on the Wake Up Call, you heard us talking about how Post Malone came in a day early before his show last night at the Golden One Center, which was a fantastic show, by the way. But someone here on the Wake Up Call was very upset that Post Malone decided to go make a cameo appearance not only in Doco, Echo and Rig, ended up at Bar West at some point. But intern Kevin was very upset that he was not a part of the Post Malone, pre-Post Malone festivities. But someone who was Bianca, who works on one of our sister stations, 102.5, and she was, she met Post Malone.
Yeah,
got a picture.
Yes.
And intern Kevin lost his mind.
I did not interrupt him because I remember on air you said that I just went up to him and interrupted his meal. He was being such a nice guy, Kevin. He was out there sitting on the corner just saying hi to everyone, taking pictures, entertaining the crowd.
So
I felt out the vibe. I was like, look, I'm not one to interrupt and be rude. He was being very nice.
I guess he just was handing out pictures.
Bianca, one thing you need to understand is how much this ruined not just yesterday. It ruined the last third of the day before that.
That is true.
When it happened, he was texting us, and it was all in caps.
Lots of emojis. I can only imagine.
Let me tell you something. We almost called in a welfare check for him.
Yes. He had choice words to say about you.
Oh my goodness.
Don't say anything.
That is never my intention in life.
Oh my God.
I'm just trying to make peace over here, Kevin.
In his defense, he was very upset. And Kevin says things sometimes when he's upset that he doesn't mean.
That's true.
But he said a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
And one of the things that he said was that there was a Quavo situation.
Don't get me started on Quavo.
You brought up Quavo.
Now, just to give everybody a recap, this is what Kevin said happened between you, Kevin, and Quavo. You were both at a place where Quavo was.
Yes.
And then you approached Mr. Quavo and asked him if you could take a picture.
A third of the Migos, yes.
He said yes. And then you handed your phone to Kevin and said, okay, take our picture. Kevin obliged and took a picture of you and Quavo.
A fire picture, by the way.
Excuse me. took a fire picture of you and Quavo, and then handed the phone to you, and then that was it. And you did not offer to take a picture.
She walked away to the other side. Don't let her tell you otherwise.
I need a mediator.
That's the prosecution, now the defense.
All right, the defense.
All right, Bianca, go ahead. What's your side of the story?
I turned to Quavo after, and I was like, hey, can we get a picture for Kevin? And he kind of nodded his head, and he was like, no. He gave me that look like, nah, bro.
That did not happen.
And then I was like, oh, shoot, what am I supposed to do? Like, throw some hands for Kevin right now? Like, am I supposed to start an altercation with all of Quavo's entourage and be that girl right now for Kevin?
I'm blood boiling, because that is all lies.
Excuse me.
Okay, go ahead. Prosecution, go.
Bianca has a reputation in the building for being a very reasonable and easy person to work with.
What side are you on?
Excuse me. You do not.
Excuse me?
And it just seems
people in this building.
Hey, Katie speaking.
You also have a reputation for being an embellisher and a liar. Bianca does not. If I was a betting man, I think I would say if probably what Bianca is saying is much closer to the truth than what you are saying.
Get out, Katie.
You get out.
No.
You're not allowed to kick people out of the studio.
Why is she on her side?
It's just, I mean, on the side of truth and justice.
That's not true.
Kevin, we never heard.
How about we just ask Quavo?
You know what? Okay. Back to Post Malone. So he was just sitting there, and you just got up and just...
My friends were at Doco.
Oh, your influencer friends. Hey. I heard about that group chat. Don't you worry.
What wow. group chat? There's no group chat.
All right. Where you guys
I feel
were
very
all
attacked.
Like,
I'm going to go back no. to my side of the building.
Wow.
No. I feel hurt, man.
Don't put
Listen.
This on me.
I just feel hurt.
Bianca, we're going to give you a chance to plug your Instagram.
Don't.
And go ahead.
Oh, man. Okay, so you guys can listen to me from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
No,
on
Instagram
our sister.
Excuse me.
Oh. You see the sass? Okay. And you can follow me on Instagram at It's Me Bianca V.
There you go.
Do you know how hard is it to get a shout out on here?
Kevin,
I have to do
Kevin,
so many things
Kevin.
And be naked for it.
Kevin, no one asks you to be naked. You take your clothes
yes.
off.
And also, Kevin, get out.
Yeah, fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.